Another question. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is getting rid of TikTok in the United States. This after the short video app's Chinese corporate owner would not agree to sell it. The apparent issue, U.S. national security concerns over how TikTok handles personal data. Losing its American market would represent a major blow for ByteDance, one of China's few global conglomerates thanks to TikTok's commercial success. Reuters quotes a source who says ByteDance's valuation expectations for TikTok exceeded $50 billion and that the company insisted on retaining minority ownership. It seems both ideas turned into dead ends. TikTok has up to 80 million active monthly users in the United States. The U.S. has intensified its economic pressure on China over its treatment of ethnic minorities, notably Uyghurs in far western Xinjiang province. It is the latest sign of badly damaged U.S.-China relations, and it comes after the Trump administration closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompting Beijing to force last weekend shutdown of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The Treasury Department says it's blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, known as XPCC, along with its former party secretary and the current deputy secretary. China denies minority mistreatment and says the camps holding large numbers of Uyghurs provide vocational training needed to fight extremism. Washington's action freezes any U.S. assets of XPCC and generally prohibits Americans from dealing with it. Trump administration officials and top Democratic congressional leaders have yet to agree on another COVID-19 economic relief bill, though the White House appears closer to accepting Democratic demands that jobless Americans keep getting supplemental unemployment benefits of $600 a week, which are expiring. Since so many Senate Republicans are opposed to the extension, it will probably have to pass on the strength of Democratic support. Negotiations are continuing this weekend. This is VOA News. The beginning of August brings with it the grim news that coronavirus deaths in the United States soared by over 25,000 in July.